topless. You have to find the flag.
That's Maggie Pinnock. She's one of the teen service librarians at the Frankfurt Community Public Library. She's running through an obstacle course based on the Divergent series of young adult books that's been set up between bookshelves. It's part of a lock-in, an end-of-the-summer party for those who did enough book reports while school was out. Ninth grader Haley Cook, seventh grader Emily Shepard, and fourth grader Giovanna Andrade took a break from a Hunger Games Nerf gun war to talk about their favorites.
My favorite book is The Selection.
The favorite book I've read is Wonder.
Pandas don't eat bamboo.
Frankfurt's median household income is about a quarter lower than the state's. It's also an uncommonly diverse small city in the state, with more than a quarter of its residents reporting Latino heritage. Both of those factors make the city susceptible to a widening achievement gap. In addition, the school corporation serving the city, Community Schools of Frankfurt, has received mostly a D grade from the Indiana Department of Education since 2005 and has never been rated higher than a C in that time. National Summer Learning Association Vice President of Program and Systems Quality, Monica Logan, says when students aren't engaged over the summer, they'll come back a few months behind their peers.
So by the time kids are preparing for high school, they are at greater risk of dropping out because they don't have access to those really important critical experiences in the summertime.
According to the NSLA, most students lose an average of 2 months of math skills, and low-income children lose up to 3 months in reading every summer. Logan says the best summer reading program can mix academics and enrichment together seamlessly. For example, combining math problems with playing an instrument. Logan says the kids in Maggie Pinnock's Frankfurt program, mostly 6th to 9th graders, are about the oldest she usually sees participating. She says high schoolers can find meaningful engagement in summer internships, so involvement in those activities isn't as necessary. Indiana Department of Education Secondary Literacy Specialist Melanie Martz says meeting students' interests drives enrollment.
I think there's also the opportunity that some local districts will do what will have specialty camps, like a STEM camp or a fine arts camp, where that's really trying to engaging those students in a certain topic that they're interested in.
For the less formalized library programs like Frankfurt's, that could mean allowing creative freedom in the weekly classes, something Maggie Pinnock tries to do. In a stop-motion story activity meant to engage technology and reading to create a story, she had one rule. Books had to be involved. Instead of incentives like grades, kids in that program are rewarded with free books. Secondary literacy specialist Jordan Pridemore says it's a teacher's job to help students want to learn, so they'll push themselves.
I think that that's kind of the hope and the dream of all teachers, is that they can instill that in their students. Not necessarily that I have to do this so that I do better on the test, or I have to do this so school isn't as hard, but I'm going to read this book because I love it and I love learning.
Teachers, the IDOE and NSLA agree, are the last major key to a successful academic program. And for kids like 7th grader Madison Cook, who says she doesn't even like reading all that much, they're why she wants to come back to the program.
Because of Maggie and everybody else who works here, because everybody's so nice and you get to, like, have fun.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Charlotte Tuggle in Frankfurt.